Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
OTAs tomorrow. Aditi, do you like OTAs?
I mean, I like when people are relaxed. You can have good conversations then. You know, there's a different level of intensity as compared to the season. In terms of, do you like OTAs for what they tell you? I mean, occasionally you might see someone distinguish himself, but it's football in shorts. Mm. What do you really... I think that you learn more about personalities during OTAs and work ethic. And I mean, I remember one year watching Dick LeBeau watch his young safeties work, and that told me more than anything else. Or watching Antonio Brown one year talked to Artie Burns about what he was doing and how when a receiver does X, Artie should be doing Y. Mm. That was really cool.
Well, that message,
you know,
didn't get through.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, clearly. Well, what, maybe he knew, he just couldn't execute it.
Aditi, which team that you've covered throughout the years took OTAs the most seriously and which team took it the least seriously?
Oh, gosh. I don't know about least. I feel like that often has to do with coaching staff. So it might have been one of the Browns coaching staff there.
Yeah.
Most seriously, I don't know. My response to that always seems to be the Ravens. The Ravens practice differently than anybody.
How so?
Just hard. Mm. They always go hard. Although I will say this, John Harbaugh did go out of his way to say this year, at the end of this season, that maybe they need to adjust some of what they do after that absolute massive rash of injuries last year.
Yep.
We'll talk to Peter King later, but I think he had a stat in there that was jarring. It was something, Pony, you probably remember, but it was their four highest earners in 2022 missed what, like 48 out of 62 possible games at the end of the season?
I think that's
like
exactly
that.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean... I think that Mike Tomlin does a really nice job of pushing it when he needs to push it and
yep.
going easy when he needs to go easy. It'll be interesting to see, after so many years of not seeing QB1 really practice, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out now.
Well, how do you think it will? Like, how do you anticipate, because you're saying they're in shorts, so how do you think they'll use the quarterbacks starting tomorrow, Aditi?
Well, I do think that Trubisky is still QB1, right? And I think, and I'm on the record saying that I still kind of feel, granted, this is very early. This is very early. Let's see what happens. But it's funny. I was in Cleveland last week, not to name drop, but I was at a Chalk Talk with Kevin Stefanski. And one of the people at this Chalk Talk makes a beeline for me to say, hey, so who do you think starts for the Steelers at quarterback? It was a Steelers fan, of course, there. So obviously it's a $64 million question. I still think that Trubisky starts unless Kenny Pickett just completely, totally lights it up in an insane way. So I think that Trubisky gets the first team rep. And that's how it goes.
How much do you think Pickett can realistically do in this OTA setting to, we know like if he looked overmatched here, obviously it would set his sort of timeline back, but how much can he realistically do positively at OTAs to open their eyes as far as a competition with Trubisky goes?
I think that it that's sort of irrelevant. You know, if Mike Tomlin wants a competition in training camp, there'll be a competition in training camp. I don't think anything that happens over the course of the next few weeks really drastically alters anything. Guys, it's football in shorts. It's football in shorts. Like, it's football in shorts. How many times can I say that?
Well, if it's a little chilly, maybe it'll be sweatpants. We've seen Ben do that where he's rocked sweats.
Fair point.
If he's at this.
Fair point. And here in Pittsburgh, it can go from 92 to 58 in the span of 24 hours.
I had Arthur Motes on Friday, and he said, Pony, this is a super big deal. And I didn't expect him to say that. And he was talking about Tua tomorrow. He told me, if Tua's not there, even though it's voluntary, Hayward always goes, Alu-Alu always goes. They try to set a tone as the veterans. If Tua's not there, even though he's not required to be there, Arthur thinks it's time to start looking into other guys on the line because he doesn't think he'll be able to count on Tua. What's your read on the situation?
I'm not willing to go that far. I think that we see Tua at mandatory minicamp. I think that he is still working through, not still working through, I'm sorry. I think that he had a very difficult year last year, and I don't think that this is the be-all, end-all. I mean, David DeCastro was as reliable as could be until the very end with his ankle, and he often didn't go to OTAs. Ben Roethlisberger, remember, he went on vacation one year during OTAs, and after talking about how important it was for Le'Veon Bell to be there, and then Antonio Brown got upset about that, and he didn't show up for OTAs.
Well, then how about this, Aditi? Doesn't he have to say, I'm not going to be there, don't freak out, I'm working out on my own? I think at this point he owes that to them.
Okay, but how do we know that he hasn't? How do we know that he hasn't had that conversation with Mike Tomlin?
Because no one's reported that yet.
So what? Not everybody reports everything about the Steelers. Sorry, hate to break it to you, but I could probably leave you, I don't know how many notebooks of things that I've never reported about the Steelers as compared to things that I have. And again, this is a unique situation. This is not a standard, a guy got hurt and is he going to show up? There's more to this. I think that the positivity surrounding him right now, let's go back to Mike Tomlin's smile when he was asked about him during that draft press conference. I am unwilling to say that it is a be-all, end-all statement if Tua is there tomorrow. I think it would be awesome if he is. I really think he
will be. Do you think he will be?
I'm 50-50. If you ask me in 5 minutes, I might say that I'm 60-40 one way, but at this exact moment, I'm 50-50. I could make a strong argument either way.
I feel like it's a deadline spur action sort of situation, and I think the first time we see him publicly and there's an acknowledgement is at mandatory minicamp. That's my guess, Aditi.
I love Arthur Motes. I just don't think that this is a rubber meets the road moment. I really don't. And I don't think that you should be in massive despair if he's not there tomorrow. I don't think that you write him off and you say, okay, now it's time to find another starting end. I don't think so. I think that if that happens for mandatory minicamp, then yes. That's a different story.
How pivotal is he to what they want to do this year? Like, how you know, if he doesn't, I know I'm putting the cart way ahead of the horse here. If it ends up that he doesn't come back, how much does that hurt them? And how much should they be preparing for that eventuality just in case? As far as looking at an Akeem Hicks.
Which Tua is coming back? Is it the Tua?
Well, how would they even know that?
Exactly. So I think that that's the difference.
Uh-oh.
And I think that that's a big... If it is the Stephon Tuitt that everybody in the city is hoping it is, then he changes. I mean, the Steelers' whole run defense changes.
Agreed.
Everything that happens up front. Again, it's, you know, when that Steelers defense was playing so well 2 years ago, it was about the rush and coverage working together. And he at his best, he at his peak, demands coverage, which means that poor Cam Hayward isn't having to block off three guys all by himself. And that makes Cam all the more effective. and you've got Alualu there. I mean, it's again, it's that whole puzzle piece. Each of them is better at the sum of their parts than they are individually. And each is helped by having another one of the three there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.